The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Oh, gosh, it's the 24th of May. It's 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. So, Jared's at the helm.
Good morning.
Jared got in early this morning. I looked at my watch and I went, am I running late? You know, because, you know, you know the guys roll in, the guys and girls roll in, you know, like 10 or 15 minutes before the shift starts. And this was like 30 minutes. And I went, I thought I was running late.
Yeah.
And you go, you walk in, you go, oh, man, it is early. How's it going?
It's going well.
Okay.
And today, looks like it's going to be a good day. It's currently 55 degrees. It's going to be sunny today with a slight chance of showers tonight. High of 80, a low of 56. On Saturday, we have a 20% chance of showers during the day, then partly sunny, becoming 50% chance at night with a high of 78, a low of 55. On Sunday, we have 60% chance of showers during the day, a high of 69, a low of 54. And on Memorial Day, 40% chance of showers later on in the day, and then a high of 73 and a low of 56.
Okay, so the weather's brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. It looks like we're going to have rain tonight. We're going to have the opening of the Colt 45 season. So pregame show here on KCNR 96.5 starts at 7:05 in the evening. And Linda and Peggy Gold will be singing the national anthem. Preston Sharp will be throwing out the first ball. And it's going to be a great night, super night, start off baseball season. Well, if it's Friday, it must be Haven Humane. And Amy.
Good morning.
Well, this is just a really cute, active dog you got here.
Well, this is Dandy. Dandy's a senior boxer mixed. She's about 7 years old. She's very, very sweet, very calm usually. She's a little unsettled right now. She just kind of wants to look around and meet everybody. She's very, very sweet. She's affectionate, and she loves people. She does good with other dogs. She prefers respectful children just because she is a bit on the older side. Don't tell her that, though. She doesn't need to know she's old. She's very, very funny. She's got a really cute little, like, white marks on her face, and she's got that typical boxer expressions, and she cocks her head a lot when you talk to her. And she would just love, like, a retirement home, you know? A lot of the animals that come into the shelter as seniors kind of, you know, break everybody's heart because it's just so sad to think that they had a family for so long and now they don't. So she's looking for a place to keep your couch warm, you know? She doesn't need a lot. She's a lady of you know.
Leisure?
A lady of leisure. She's, you know, small wants in her life. She doesn't really require a ton. She walks good on a leash, so she would just... You know, one little small walk a day for her to amble around next to you. She's just pretty much a really good couch potato pal, so.
Well, you know what? Everybody needs a couch potato pal.
That's what I'm
thinking. So how do we get her?
So you can come by Haven Humane. Our visiting hours are from 11 to 5 Monday through Saturday. We're also open, not this Monday, though, because it's a holiday. But we are also open until 7 on Wednesdays, which is really nice because it gives, you know, the 9 to 5ers some extra time to come and see what we have. And we are currently running an adoption special, so we're doing Stuff the Bus with Salvation Army. So if you bring in a bag of non-perishable human food items, then the adoptions for anybody in the shelter is only $25. So you get to help out those less fortunate in the North State and take home a new furry friend. So it's definitely a win-win.
It's a win-win. And so where do we deliver the food to? Just down to Haven Humane?
Just right down to Haven Humane. We have a collection barrel for Stuff the Bus, and we already have a good amount. So we're really excited about our donations. I know, I picked through it for lunch. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, is anybody going to eat these raviolis? No.
Oh, look, ramen noodles.
Yeah, there's a lot of ramen noodles so far, so that's good.
Well, it's ramen noodles.
I mean,
who doesn't like ramen?
Who doesn't like ramen noodles?
But you know what? They're so salty.
Yeah. Well, you can season them yourself, too. I know a lot of people that don't even use the seasoning packet. They just season themselves.
Oh, that's true. You don't have to put that in.
You don't have to do it. Or you can use half of it.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I never thought of that.
So, yeah, come by and see Dandy today. She is available for adoption, so she does have a clean bill of health. She came into the shelter in not the greatest of conditions. She did have ear infection. She had an infection on her skin. She was just generally not well cared for.
Mm-hmm.
But she's definitely on the path to health. You know, being an older dog, she, you know, she would probably benefit from a good joint supplement before, you know, she gets creaky. Wouldn't we all, you know?
Well, you know, we all could do that.
We all could just do that. We could afford to do that, all of us.
Okay, Amy, thank you so much.
Of course, okay. Have a great day.
And guys, but remember, we're having the big golf tournament in July.
Yes, July 12th.
July 12th, okay.
Yep, so all get right. registered now. There's, you know, you can get your foursome. You can register just if you're a single player by yourself, and they'll put you with the team.
Mm-hmm.
The price for that includes the lunch and the cart fees or the green fees and all that fun stuff. So, like, everything's included. Come have some fun. There's a lot of, like, raffle prizes and tickets and all kinds of things you can win. Last year they did the card tear thing. And, some people won some big prizes
last year.
Big bucks last year. So it's definitely something. And then, you know, let's not forget, it's all about the animals. So that's what you're going to be, you know, what your money's going to go to. So it's a good place to put your funds.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. And head on down to Haven Humane. And pick up just a cool dog. Just pick up a cool dog. You just leave it there. Hey, a couple of things. We've got Chatty with Maddie will be on next talking about the Ready Rancheria. I got something here that didn't like that we bumped Nick Gardner. And I know Nick. And it wasn't Nick. I don't think it was Nick who wrote it. It could be Nick, I guess. They didn't like it because, you know, he was going to talk about the sales tax and all that. They didn't like the fact that Linda had her friend on yesterday and said things that weren't very nice. And when somebody says to me, answers on local issues, not on music stage. And, you know, here's the thing is, you know, for somebody to write this, obviously doesn't listen to the show. Because in the last two weeks, we have had every, and I'm not defending myself, but this is the kind of things you hear. And I want you, Anonymous 6782, to think about this. Now, over the last 2 weeks, we've had guests ranging from Chief Mike Johnson coming in and talking about his detention plan. Donnell Eward on twice, once right after Chief Johnson, and again this week, defending what he had done. We've had Stephanie Bridget, the DA, in here talking about it, the sheriff talking about it, Les Baugh talking about it. We've addressed the movement of the Redding Rancheria up to I-5, had several on that, and we're having, again, them calling next week to talk about their, you know, on stand-up Shasta group coming in. We've had Gary Haywood from the Redding Rancheria in here. You know, the thing is to say that, it wasn't urgent. Probably wasn't. But the people that were here visiting, Linda interviewed yesterday, was. They're only here for 2 days. And if you want to listen to Nick, and Nick's got a lot of good ideas, Nick's on Sundays, a couple hours a week. Nick gets to call in, you know, all these things. So to say that, you know, was it rude? I don't know, because we have to change all types of guests around for a variety of reasons. I guess you could say they're all rude if somebody was coming down here. But other things happen. A lot of times I'll move people because there are things that are you know, breaking that I'd like to talk about that I think are important. So to say here, you know, act like this is, you know, a station that doesn't have its community's best interests at heart is just completely wrong. So I'll take that. I'll take your criticism there and tell you that, you know what, if you've got all these great ideas, I urge you to call. I urge you to be on the show. You know, all you have to do is call. I urge you to have your own show. So until then, you're just going to have to kind of trust us and go back and see all the things, all the current affairs we have going and all the people we have on to talk about everything that affects us here in Shasta County. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages with Chatty with Manny. At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
Please proceed. Thank you.
Jack, well, yes, sir. Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning Service, we carry a complete line of Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling systems.
Don't make a bit of sense to me.
Well, sir, we're always here to help you at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. I don't know why you're so grouchy.
I'm not being grouchy.
And here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, we can install a new Energy Star high-efficiency system with our expert technicians. Now, what do you think of that?
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
The truth is, quality service is just a phone call away with Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Call 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Planning an event, double date, girls' night, overtime inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserve seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime, turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatment. For info, call group sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river. Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, folks. Good morning, welcome, and thank you for tuning in to KCNR's Friday morning segment of Girl on the Street, where relevant topics of conversation are raised and answered by those within the Reading community. I'm your host, Madison Cox. Stay tuned as I eagerly take to the streets to see who will get chatty with Maddie.
Well, welcome to Chat With Me and Chatty With Maddie. It's 7:19 in the morning here on the 24th of May. We've lost May. It's we just lost May. I've lost control of May. 68 degrees out there. Maddie, what did we talk about this week?
Yeah, so this week I talked to Carl a little bit earlier this week, and we had addressed, I guess, Reading Rancheria is proposing to put another casino on the side of I-5. So I was just talking to people whether they thought that was a good idea, whether they thought it wasn't.
They're moving the casino, not putting another.
Oh, okay,
moving. It's just moving. They're not going to build a second casino.
Okay.
All right. In case people thought we're going to have two casinos?
No. Actually, yeah, I think I did read that. They're replacing, it's replacing Wind River, right?
Right, it's replacing the one on 273.
Okay.
And then moving it out to the 5. Hmm. Okay. So what kind of responses did you get?
I got a lot of mixed responses. I think this week it was more, there was definitely a difference in age group. So kind of the older folks weren't really for it. The younger folks would love to see an outdoor amphitheater for another venue for concerts. And some people just weren't really for it either. They didn't like the idea of a casino just because it conflicted with their values or their beliefs or something like that. So
Right. Interesting
responses all around.
Let's go then.
I don't really see another reason for another one. I don't know if why we would need another one. I suppose if it brings a lot of money into the city.
What I don't like about casinos is that it creates addictions. That's why I'm not super for casinos. I would rather see something else, like a bigger shopping mall, something else.
Generally, I'm not in favor of gambling.
I don't know if it's good purposing of the land that they have.
I see no harm in it if it brings, business and it brings something that's more contemporary or timely.
At least willing.
I'd be curious what they're going to do with the former facilities. It's a fairly good sized facilities, but I'd be curious what anyone's objection is.
One of the things they have to address is traffic, because Costco talked about going over there in Bocelli Lane. So what are you going to do with Costco and with Wind River? And I'm sure there's going to be a study, and it's going to take some time for them to figure that out.
In my experience with working with the city, they're fairly discerning about development. So I would think that they would address those, which may also discourage them, but I know they have property there. So.
It'd be great for the tribe. I mean, it's close to the I-5. It's so much easier for people to get to their place. So
yeah.
I totally get them wanting to be there.
So I hope they do it well, if they accomplish it. If they can answer the questions or the objections, then it should be a good addition.
I think it's a great idea. I think they should. I think they should move it over and put it out there more open, because it's really, actually, if you're not from Reading, you don't know where it is. You know, people that come through, they're always following signs, but they don't know where to go.
I'm up for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a big gambler, but it sounds fun.
I think it will help bring younger people around, but like also older people. But I mean, it's a good idea to bring people here. It will help get more people on the map. But at the same time, I don't know. Young people don't really go to casinos, but I mean, maybe it's bigger, better, they will. So.
Wow. How many people did you, where were you at?
I did talk to a lot. Luckily, I took advantage of the weather. We had a couple, we had the rain, and then once the sun came out, everybody was out.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of them sounded like Amy, the girl that was just in here. I thought, was that Amy?
Uh-huh.
No. Okay. So, people don't know is that they've already done an EIS, environmental impact study, and then they've started getting comments from people on it. They own 220 acres there. So did you get a mix then of at first I thought, wow, everybody she talked to was against, but no. And you said it changed from age groups.
Yeah, so like I said, the younger demographics seemed like they were a little bit more for it, because I mentioned, I think the new Rancheria is proposing to put an outdoor amphitheater, which would be great for a concert venue, because I know we have the Civic Center here, but it's indoor, not as big. So that was really, I saw a lot of the younger people were flocking to that idea.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was probably their greatest concern. And yeah.
Well, it's going to be a battle. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be a battle, because you've got a well-organized side that doesn't want it there, but they don't want Costco there either, because they're worried about the traffic. And I can understand that. I mean, Reading Rancheria and Costco understands that. That's why they're trying to mitigate all that stuff. But I look at, and I understand where they live. And some person says they're not all from Churn Creek, and they're not. There's a lot of people from Reading that don't want to see it move.
Mm.
But I look at $24 million in salaries.
Yeah.
I look at all the millions of dollars that's going to be coming into the city Because not only they have that amphitheater, but they have this 1,800 seat or 2,000 seat event center mm-hmm. with parking and the ability to bring in like the top level acts
yeah.
in here. I realize that the Civic then is concerned, but the Civic, I think there's room for both of them in town. They just have to kind of like work together on this.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I talked to one woman too, and I think traffic was a big issue mm-hmm. for some people just because if they live over closer by that area, and you know, I do too. And
yeah.
plus, there was another woman who said that she was from out of town and they placed a casino, you know, in their town. And she's like, I have been living in a rural area for forever. And it was just kind of a huge shock for them to have something so big and it mm-hmm. attracted a lot of people. So
there's worries about crime. There's worries. There's all types of worries. But Redding Rancheria, Gary Haywood, the guy that's doing this, was here on the show. One of the other people that were on the show, by the way, talking about things. Oh, by the way, Nick called and he said, I didn't write it. I know, Nick, you didn't write it. I was being facetious there. And he addressed these issues. But there are still going to be mitigation mm-hmm. over this. And they, you know what? This is not a done deal. It could be the fact is, okay, you can do this. We've done the traffic study. And then they say something like, well, you've got to build two bridges.
Yeah.
Then Wind River's going to look at that. Redding Rancheria's going to look at that and say it doesn't pencil out. Now, I mean, you're not going to build something to lose money.
Yeah.
So it'll be a this is going to be a long-term. We're talking. But I'm glad to hear this. You know, this is going to be getting more and more as we get closer and other things are happening. Yeah. So that was a good question. You did a good job.
Yeah. I was actually surprised at how many – because normally, you know, we talk about world events, you know,
yeah.
current events. And a lot of people knew about this one. And I hadn't – if I'm going to be honest, I didn't know about it until you mentioned it to
know.
Me. You know?
Well, there's a lot of people that, they go – well, you know, it's not two casinos either. They're going to, after they get it built, they close down the other one. But that's a good question. This has come up a couple of times. What are you going to do with the facility that's there now?
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some ideas, but.
Yeah. I read something, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're going to make it like an administrative office, or had you heard anything about that?
Well, there's talks about that. There's talks about, bringing a healthcare facility. I would like to see if there is any way at all to turn it into a mental health facility that we don't have.
Yeah.
But somebody'd have to step up and do it because Redding Rancheria can't be on the hook for that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a thought to do it. But it's going to be interesting around here for the next 2 years while this is going on. Mm-hmm. You weren't here when the shopping center came in, Maddie. And it was a bloodbath out there. So you've got two very determined groups. So it's going to be interesting.
And you went to, was it a town hall that they had? Or?
Yeah, I went through Monday.
Yeah.
And you had both sides there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I heard some things that just absolutely, I heard people saying they've got enough. Mm. And when I hear people saying they have enough, you know, if they're helping everybody and here and giving all this neat stuff, where they are now, they don't need to move. They've got enough. And that to me is just like, oh, keep the Indians on the res. Or it's like, oh, excuse me, but if you own this land, why can't you build on this land?
Yeah.
And when I heard a couple people say that, you know, we appreciate what they've done, but, and I understand that, you know, but it, for me, it's like, why would you want to keep people from excelling and being better and being, you know, opening up their, you know, opening up their arms so it gets bigger?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what I look at. And I think also here, we're not going to be able to keep you, Maddie, and we're not going to be able to keep Joe. Obviously, we couldn't keep Connor until we expand our economic base. Mm-hmm. And we have things coming in here where graduates of colleges that are bright and have lots of initiative and are like you and Joe and Connor and all so many others, we've got to build up our economy so that you all will stay here.
Yeah. Well, and I'm proud of Redding. I've been in and out of Redding since about 2012 and to see the developments that have happened so far, it's encouraging to see. And for like a younger generation, you know, that's something we want to flock to.
Yeah.
There's more opportunity.
Well, that's it. And, you know, what we need to do is have people like you who's articulate and your friends and come in here and get in front of the city council and the board of supervisors in the city and county planning commissions and say, this is what we'd really like to see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's difficult to have that happen though.
Mm-hmm.
This ought to be. This is what I ought. This is your assignment.
All right. Well, look out, city council members. I'm coming for you.
You ought to get a few of your friends around and come in here, and we'll take an hour of it, and say, this is what we'd like to see. You know, we're graduating now. This is where our eyes are on the future here. Mm-hmm. But this is what we'd like to see. This is what would keep us here.
Sounds great.
There's your assignment. So we'll figure out when we can do that. Okay. Well, hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air is it's an exceptional business. I've known the owners now for 12 years. They're the ones that come out and make sure our house is taken care of and so many other homes. Any type of heating or cooling systems, Pam and Martin's crew can work on. I mean, they're sending them to school all the time, so they've got all the latest information. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. We're in spring right now, but it's going to be hot. I guarantee you next week when Maddie's in here, it's going to be, we're all going to be in T-shirts in there. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:30 in the morning here on the 24th of May, and it's about 52 degrees out there, getting up to, gosh, what, the 70s today. It's going to be a beautiful day for Colt 45 baseball. By the way, Maddie is doing the, you're the color person.
I'm the color. Yeah. I'm practicing all my knock knock jokes for later. Totally kidding.
Oh,
totally kidding.
Gosh. Okay. Thanks a lot. Okay. We'll be right back with One Safe Place. This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Somebody was trying to FaceTime me on the phone. I went, oh, no, not right now. I just can't handle this one. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, the only place in town I would buy a firearm because I trust John and Sarah Bastiani. Yeah, I trust other people, too. I'm not saying anything about that. But I've been dealing with John and Sarah Bastiani for 9 years, going on 10 years now. They've built up a great company. Customer service is outstanding. Veterans get discounts there, and they treat everybody so well. And their knowledge base is extremely high. You can give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by there Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur, here in Reading. It's one safe place.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, Sarah. Hello.
Thanks for having us back.
Well, I think we're going to have you back once a month.
Yeah.
You know, when
that's
people,
the plan.
You know what? Here's the thing is, you know, people want to hear different. Yeah, I'm going to keep going back to something that somebody wrote. People want to hear about, oh, let's fix this. Well, part of community radio is bringing in people that are doing things in our community. Now, One Safe Place plays a major role in our community when it comes to domestic violence. And it comes to trying to help this community. We had a tragedy several years ago because we didn't have the facility or the equipment or the personnel to handle everybody when they came through. And it led to that horrible tragedy for that woman and two children to be killed. Mm-hmm. But it served as an impetus to have One Safe Place go up to the next level and the level beyond that. And you all are continuing to grow. And if people don't know what's going on there, people have a tendency to forget.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we're going to be talking about something near and dear to your hearts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Elder abuse.
Elder abuse, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of that.
There is. And people don't really like to pay attention to that. So, June is Elder Abuse Prevention Month. So, a lot of people don't know that while we serve clients old and young, you know, we serve many different types of clients, including elders. And a lot of people, I think, don't really recognize that as much as they can.
Is this a big problem around here? It is.
Yeah, it's a big problem everywhere.
We can't nod on the radio.
Yeah,
sorry.
Got
we
that
forgot
nod.
That.
Yes. Everybody's agreeing with me.
Yeah,
I'll tell
definitely.
You someday about the interview I had with the deaf people that were deaf, and of course they had people that were talking, but I asked a question, and there was a lot of silence while they were talking with each other then, and I was explaining what they were doing. So, okay, when we say this, do you have people in One Safe Place for that?
From Adult Protective Services, we used to have one individual with us on site. Unfortunately for us, that individual retired, and of course we wished her all of the very best. And then once the staffing is back where it needs to be, we would like to have someone back on site again because it's just so convenient for our clients whenever they have kind of one spot where they can get most, if not all, of the resources or referrals, most of the face-to-face conversations that they need to have in one convenient location versus running all around the Reading area or the Shasta County area because a lot of people don't have easy mobility. Either they don't have a vehicle or they don't have a license at the time, mm-hmm. or something, for some reason, it's been taken away from them.
Okay.
And I have an exciting piece of news.
Okay.
I'm thrilled for your exciting piece of news. Please deliver.
Yeah. We are actually having an APS social worker back on site.
Woo!
Like next month back on site. So it's pretty exciting. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So there will be somebody there to act as a resource and for advocates and also to be an advocate.
Okay. When you talk about elder abuse, a lot of times you'll see this out in town. I mean, they won't be coming down to one safe place. So what do you look for on something like this?
Well, for the folks that reach out for our services, they do need to initiate the services with us. So that's why we're out there in the community, in the schools, with businesses, other agencies, just trying to spread knowledge and education about what certain signs look like. Because sometimes that person doesn't recognize what's happening as abuse because it's been so normalized or they're so isolated from other individuals that there's no one to kind of check in and bring in reality.
Right.
Like, hey, this isn't okay that they're doing this to you. Like,
what do you mean by normalized? That scares me. That abuse of anybody is normalized. What do we mean by that?
It's a scary technique that abusers will use. And it comes about by displacing blame and minimizing. So they are, in essence, making that sort of abuse a normal part of their lives, and they're usually blaming the victim of the abuse for creating an environment.
Well, this
like
is
that.
Your fault, and I'm just trying to take care of this. And this abuse can be physical, it can be mental, but it can also be monetary.
Absolutely.
We see financial abuse as a very high indicator. OSP, we say that a lot.
I have friends that both of them very, very bright, and they're his father. You know, they thought things were going to be, you know, this was elderly. Mm-hmm. It's gone now, but he was elderly down in another city. I mean, it's like a 10-hour drive down in L.A. And another member of the family moved in, and he thought, well, that's good. You know, somebody to watch and all that. Well, it turned to hell.
Yeah.
With him bringing in somebody else, and then there's all of a sudden, Pop fell.
Uh-huh.
Did Pop really fall? And oh yeah, this was a thing there. So
right.
I mean, it took a long time with him having to stay down there to go away from his business, but he just went down there and had to stay, get it all cleaned up. But
yeah.
These are things that, but you know, to look at this, to look at things that you might notice, is it difficult to pick up? Could a next door neighbor, if you know the person, I mean, what should they look for?
Really, I think that if your loved one is being nursed at home or if they're in a care facility, it's important to ask them questions. And if they're nonverbal, find another way to communicate, whether that's writing something down. If you all of a sudden see a change in their behavior, if they're all of a sudden mistrusting people or they're flinching when people come at them, it's good to ask questions. And it's also good to keep the nurses involved kind of in check and just letting them know, hey, I'm watching. And I'm paying attention.
So you're saying this elder abuse could be happening at care facilities then? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I guess so. You read about it a lot.
We do read about it a lot. We don't hear a lot about it here in Shasta County. But, you know, we do. It does happen.
Yeah, because I've got I have a friend that's in a care facility right now. And there are things that, you know, that happen. And it's for dementia. So
mm-hmm.
things get lost. But everybody in there is in there for a memory thing. So if somebody, you put down a coffee cup, now somebody's got to go find the coffee cup because somebody picks it up and it's now theirs.
Yeah.
I mean, no, this is radio. You know, what happens to hearing aids? Well, you're not sure. You know, it could be taken off and dropped in the trash. I mean, these are things, but you have to keep asking
mm-hmm.
and making sure that somebody's there watching and all this. So,
yeah, it's interesting too how they're, can also be some people that will come back if, say, a distant family member might come back and then kind of start to ease their way back in as somebody's starting to get older and older and
especially
maybe start
money.
Forgetting. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially if
definitely
money, right?
If there's money. Yeah.
I think I've read in a couple of times right here in Reading that people have been they've emptied bank accounts and
mm-hmm.
And stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to believe that somebody would take advantage of the relative like that. Or other people, but we know it happens all the time. Hey, I'm here with One Safe Place. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, dedicated, professional, and they want you to experience how you can move your dreams forward. And that's Cornerstone Community Bank. Right here on California Street, just down from Jackson, they're getting ready to open up that new branch or move their main headquarters down to Hartnell on the 192 Hartnell Avenue. It's going to be opening any day now. It looks great. And it's in the, you know, it's in the Raley Shopping Center, Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with One Safe Place.
Took a look down a westbound road, right away I made my choice. Headed out to my big two-wheeler, I was tired of my own boy. Took a beat on the northern plains and just rolled that power on.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One Safe Place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Look at Brian Dolly's record in Sacramento. Dolly voted for amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens, granting them all the rights of citizenship, even though they break our laws. And Dolly voted against President Trump's border security plan. Brian Dolly even praises the liberal assembly speaker from Los Angeles, the leading advocate for sanctuary laws. Living in Sacramento has changed Brian Dolly. Now he's part of the problem.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Wow. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Still spreading the news about what's happening in our wonderful city right here at KCNR. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. You know, Four Winds Jewelry's also been here for, oh gosh, over 30 years. If you're looking for a place that has everything there, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, you go to Four Winds Jewelry and talk to Henry or Rebecca there, because they can do everything from designing and then building it to they have all types of different kinds of jewelry, including estate jewelry and those kind of things. Linda loves going down there and visiting at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Cassara and Christine from One Safe Place. We're talking about elder abuse. And one of the signs that we were talking about, if you know somebody like could be a neighbor and that you have good relations, and all of a sudden things change in there. And one of the big things you said, if they have a caregiver, that they won't let you be alone with them. And that's interesting because that's with every type of abuse, isn't it? Or I mean, isn't that one of the signs that you can't have time alone because they're afraid of maybe something's going to be said?
Yes, absolutely. And you see that in a lot of the relationships where any form of violence is at play. With this one specifically, like we said, it might be a caretaker, maybe a family member who doesn't necessarily want to leave that individual alone. And that can be disguised as care. Oh, I just want to be there for you, for them the whole time. But it's a technique to make sure that that individual isn't speaking out to another trusted family member.
Okay.
And that that family member isn't getting the answers to the questions that they're asking. So they might be like, hey, you know, how are you doing? You seem a little out of it. Are your medications still working for you? Do we need to go in and see Dr. So-and-so to fix that? Oh yeah, they're fine. They're fine. It's just, they're tired. Aren't you tired? See, they're nodding. They're tired. Yeah.
Okay. Now this cuts across all economic stratas too.
Absolutely.
I mean, you'll see it with big names. I think Mickey Rooney was in the news, and there's a big battle going on over his care, and that he had been, you know, that he had said he'd been abused, and other people that you see in the news because they've got names. But we have, you know, people, so many people, it doesn't make any difference if they're, you know, rich or poor. It's still happening. So, okay, what's next? Okay.
We also have Dancing with the Stars coming up.
We do indeed have Dancing with the Stars coming up.
Yes, we do.
We've also got camp coming up that we're super excited about. We pulled in some new community partners to hang out with the kiddos.
Now, this is Camp Hope.
Camp OSP.
OSP, I'm sorry. OSP. There's so many camps out here that...
We switched over a couple years ago. It's okay.
It used to be that, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Camp OSP. It's more local, you know. The local partners, the kids get to maintain their bonds with the counselors, and we provide mentorships, opportunities throughout the year.
You know, it gets kids off the street, gets them out for how long? Gets them for what, a week at a time or 2 weeks?
One week.
But it makes a big difference there, too, though.
Absolutely. We've got 25 young adult counselors.
Which is fantastic, and they are amazing individuals. It's really been a big source of excitement for me to work alongside them and watch them come in for their trainings and interact with them.
Mm-hmm. Now, have some of these been at Camp OSP before, like when they were younger, and they're kind of like they've come back?
It is a common goal for a lot of our campers once they have, air quote, like aged out of our camper age, which is 8 to 15, they want to be camp counselors. So we do have some that have gone that route, definitely.
That's great.
Yeah,
so
I think that we actually have one or two that are kind of stars, right?
Yeah, we have a couple of big names that are at our camp, but I don't know if we can...
I don't know if we can say that.
Yeah, maybe. We've got to keep that as a camp secret.
But there are very, there are kids that are very inspirational.
Oh,
really,
yeah.
Amazing.
Sure. Well, you know, again, it's you're trying to get them away from, you know, an area that is not good for them and get them into something where they have mentors that are very positive on this. So that's a Camp One Safe Place.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got this incredible event that's been going on for
Oh, my goodness.
14
so
years, 14 years, something like that. I think it's been going on at least that long. And it's called Dancing with the Stars, Northern.
Shasta County style.
Got to say it. Oh, yeah, you got to say it. Otherwise, there's this corporation will come down and crush you.
Right. They'll call me.
They'll call you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're right. They will.
I don't want that to happen.
Oh, no. Hey, we're just down here in Shasta County dancing with the stars. So this is getting ready to start. When, June 1st.
That's right.
It's coming up.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, we're really excited. We have great performers this year. And all of the fundraisers so far have been a lot of fun.
Well, you know, this is where's all the money go? Because what we want to do is we want to fill up the auditorium at the Cascade. We want to fill it up. People are out there raising funds, mm-hmm. and the idea behind all the funds come back into, of course, one safe place to help with what you're doing.
Right.
You get people that you've talked into this.
People who have volunteered. There was no coercion. They were excited to help, and we were excited to have them.
Well, I know that some people don't take the word no, because I used the word no like four times before I got, you know, before I went into it. But I tell you what, here's what I would tell people. It's too late this year because, you know, everybody's picked. But if you want to do something that takes you out of your comfort zone.
Oh, yeah.
Takes you out mm-hmm. of your comfort zone. And to do something and you're out there with some really, really good people and you don't have – if you don't want to dance with one of the dancers they have, you can bring in – your dancer, and you're going to have a choreographer. You know, it could be your partner, it could be your wife, spouse, whatever, or a friend. Some of them bring in friends that can dance.
Yeah,
my husband doesn't dance. He'll never dance.
Yep.
But our friend dances, so he comes in. And you have a choreographer there that helps you with this. And then you go out in front of these people, all of whom are happy and smiling and want the best for you. And they're so happy they're not up there. So they're cheering and yelling and all this. But it does. I did it. It was totally out of my comfort zone.
Wow.
And, had a good time at it. And when people would ask me about it, I'd say, you know, it's you just have to keep remembering two things. Smile. Keep moving. I guess there's three things. Smile. Keep moving. No matter what happens, keep moving. If you forget a step, keep moving. And then, and that you're doing something that's really great. So I totally recommend this for people.
Absolutely.
You know, if you've ever thought about it, and it's, you know, it's a good way to help your community. It's a good way to like I said, expand your horizons.
Absolutely. And we're so grateful for everybody who's volunteered to Dance with the Stars this year. Really, it's been incredible.
You know, so that's going to be June 1st. You can buy tickets. Yeah, you can attend fundraisers. And this to help. It started out, there was no fundraising. And then in 1 year, somebody raised like $3,000 in one.
That's a substantial fund.
Huh?
That's a substantial
well,
amount.
That's, but that was you know, a long time ago. Nobody mm-hmm. at first. And then they only danced for like, they get them together like 3 weeks ahead of time to dance. Now you're seeing dance moves that are like lifts and things that you see that you would expect professionals to do. Out there. So mm-hmm.
They do look like professionals.
It looks good, and it's a good time. Mm-hmm. Linda will be one of the judges there again this year. I think
yes.
she's judged
Yay.
Every year except one, and that's when I danced. And she ran up and down the aisle screaming.
There's a conflict of interest. She couldn't have judged that year.
It would have been easy. I got all tens. So that's going to be June 1st. You know, somebody has a question here. You know, how many homeless people come into one safe place? Is it, would you say, a percentage?
We have a substantial amount of our client base that does come in, that come from the homeless population, and a lot of times they're homeless from domestic violence or sexual abuse or assault within the home.
Okay.
As for an exact percentage, I don't have those numbers available
with me
right now.
They're leaving because they're homeless because they're afraid to stay, as opposed to people that live out on the street?
Sometimes it all correlates together. You will have individuals that have left their home because it's no longer safe for them. And then you will have individuals who come to us seeking additional services or referrals because they are homeless and they're just looking for a little bit of help.
Do you all ever reach out to them? Do you all ever go out to the camps or anything? Do you have personnel to do that?
Currently, we don't have personnel to go out to the camps, but we do partner with specific agencies that have a better presence within the camps than we're able to have right now.
Okay, so the people know that one safe place is available.
Absolutely.
Good. That was a good question, Anonymous.
thank you, Anonymous.
Yeah, thank you, Anonymous. ladies, thanks for being here. Casera, this is the last time she's going to go be here with us because she's going to go down and work in a mental health facility.
I am. Yes, this will be my last radio show. I'm a little. Gosh. I'm a little sad.
Well, I'm very sad. I need you here.
I know. Yeah. Christine's going. I need you. So, but you've got Kathleen now too.
Yeah.
So, but you know, good luck.
Oh, and thank
you're
you.
Such,
I
you're
that.
Such a caring person, but you're a very knowledgeable person too.
Oh, thank
so
you.
So they're gaining down there, and you're going. This is for a mental health facility. So I mean, are these inpatients? Are they
in and outpatients? So I get the best of both worlds there.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, Dr. Kara Tennant.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Unable to deliver on Brexit, British Prime Minister Theresa May is stepping down. Her resignation as head of the Conservative Party, effective in 2 weeks, June 7th.
I've agreed with the party chairman and with the chairman of the 1922 committee that the process for electing a new leader should begin in the following week. I have kept Her Majesty the Queen fully informed of my intentions, and I will continue to serve as her Prime Minister until the process has concluded.
The BBC's Naomi Grimley.
Theresa May was fighting back the tears as she said she'd done her best to serve the country she loved as the UK's second female Prime Minister. She argued she tried to compromise in order to get her Brexit plans through the British Parliament. But she said it was a matter of deep regret she'd failed.
Federal lawsuit filed today asking a judge to block an Alabama law that outlaws just about all abortions in the state. The ACLU and Planned Parenthood filing the suit on behalf of abortion providers seeking to overturn that Alabama law. The Trump administration proposes removing gender identity from sex discrimination protections.
In a newly proposed rule, the Health and Human Services Department says laws banning sex discrimination in health care don't apply to people's gender identity. According to the HHS Civil Rights Director, the change will restore the plain meaning of the term sex. The rule would reverse the policy of the Obama administration, which expanded the definition to include gender identity. Court challenges are expected. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump has given Attorney General Barr full and complete authority to declassify documents relating to the Russia probe. Wall Street, the Dow's up 18 points. The S&P better by 1. The NASDAQ up 16 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Everyone knows even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out, and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands if you qualify. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who will fight to protect you from the IRS, ensuring you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-480-6932. 800-480-6932. 800-480-6932.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
SpaceX says it has successfully placed 60 small satellites into orbit, plans to add thousands more over the coming few years, part of a global network called Starlink.
There's a rush of companies looking to offer inexpensive broadband via satellite. They're all planning giant constellations in the sky that can reach every corner of the globe. Elon Musk's Starlink project is certainly the most ambitious. But the Starlink project will be challenging, and not just technically. It'll cost a lot of money. And Mr. Musk will also have to win over those who worry that orbital highways will get too congested.
And that's the BBC's Jonathan Amos reporting. The Iranian foreign minister is in Pakistan now. The critically timed visit amid a simmering crisis between Tehran and Washington comes ahead of next week's emergency Arab League meeting called by Saudi Arabia aimed at diffusing regional tensions. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Senate has passed the TRACED Act. It's aimed at helping consumers who are fed up with a steady stream of robocalls.
Declaring that
robocalls are a menace.
Democratic Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts says Americans were subjected to what he calls an epidemic of 48 billion robocalls last year.
That's 131 million robocalls. Per day.
Many of them illegal scams, and Republican Roger Wicker of Mississippi says the real power of the TRACED Act
is that law enforcement will now join the battle,
offering new tools to both regulators and consumers. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
North Korea lashing out at the Trump administration over the nuclear impasse between Washington and Pyongyang. North Korea says that nuclear talks with the United States will never resume unless Washington abandons what Pyongyang is describing as unilateral demands for disarmament. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's the 24th of May, a Friday, of course, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared, what's it look like for weather here today?
It is currently 59 degrees. Today is going to be sunny with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon or tonight, 30% chance, a high of 80, a low of 56. Tomorrow we have a slight chance of showers and partly sunny, high of 78, a low of 55. Chance of showers Saturday night going into Sunday morning with a high of 69 and a low of 54. And on Memorial Day, it's going to be mostly cloudy, then a chance of showers with a high of 73 and a low of 56.
Okay, hey, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business down in Anderson. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Plus, if you're out there and you're, and I'm starting to hear there's people living on their property and RVs and trailers. Chuck noticed that. So Chuck Tenney is offering, instead of you having to take that 7-gallon propane tank out once a week, he's going to put a 120-gallon propane tank there for you. So at no charge, they're putting it there, and he's going to give you a great deal on the propane. This is his way of helping the survivors out there. So you can give him a call at 365-3793. You know, he'll have that out there very soon at your place. Let's go to the phones. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Is this Joe?
This is Joe.
It didn't sound like Joe for a second. I thought, well, who is this?
I haven't said too many words yet today. I got to sleep in, so.
Oh, gosh. You ought to be great then. Isn't that part of working out? Wait a minute. Isn't that part of working out and being healthy is sufficient sleep?
It absolutely is. And most people probably don't get enough. I think most people probably need at least 7 hours of sleep every night.
Wow, what's that like? Is that uninterrupted sleep,
too? You probably
too?
Up at 4 a.m., right?
No, elk killer will hear something out there and then decide she has to go out. And so approximately probably between 2:30 and 3 every morning. And so I'm thinking about holding water from her, but I've got Dr. Tennant here who would slap me probably for saying I'm going to withhold hot water from my dog for, you know, an hour.
So, well, you're probably ready for a nap about 10 a.m.
I'm ready for a nap now, buddy. Okay, hey, what's our health tip?
Well, you know, this is Memorial Day weekend, and it's vacation season. People are going to start traveling. And so my tip is to, you know, include physical activity and fitness activities in your travel plans, in your vacation plans. There's that tendency that people have, you know, go on vacation and just sit and do nothing. You feel terrible. You've been traveling on a plane or in a car for hours, and then you get to your destination, and you're eating and drinking and sitting around. And, you know, try to include something daily, I would suggest, into your vacation. Plan ahead of time. As you're planning your vacation, you know, look and see what's available in the area. Take advantage of the key resources and attractions that that area that you're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
Might be just hiking into a waterfalls, or in our case here, lots of waterfalls, Castle Crag hike. There's so many things that if you were traveling to Redding would be, you know, really fun. Gyms and studios often have walk-in classes where you can just pay a one-day fee or a three-day fee to take a class, whether it be a HIIT training class or a yoga class or whatever. Hotels are now putting nice little studios in the hotel that you can just, you know, drop into with your key card and get a quick 30-minute workout. So river trails, you know, all kinds of things. Take a full, you know, plan one day where you have a half day or a full day fitness activity, like a day hike or something like that. And these can really be fun for the whole family and keep you in good shape, keep you from regressing in your fitness at the same time.
Okay. We're here with Joe Adams from Nevada's Peak Performance, where Linda and I work out. And it's more than just a facility. It's almost like a family atmosphere in there, Joe. So how do people find you?
They can just give us a call at 221-8006. And then we're over there right off of Hartnell on C Street. Our address is 3050 C Street.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Joe, and have a great weekend. I know you'll be working out every day.
Yeah, you bet. Talk to you soon.
Okay, take care. You know, Nick Gardner's on the line. I want to bring Nick on. He had talked. He was going to be on yesterday, and we had to move him back to next Thursday when we have a whole hour with Nick. But Nick's on the line now. Hey, Nick, good morning.
Hey, I understand about that moving back completely,
I know,
Carl.
I know you do.
And I never got married till I was 63, and I thought maybe it was my attitude, my way or the highway. So when my lovely wife, Signe, and I got together, and she was every bit as attractive as your wife and as sharp. I talked to her, and we made an agreement that it would be a give-and-take relationship. 95% of the time we'd do what I wanted to do, and the other 5% I'd listen to her ideas. So I understand.
Wow, 95%?
Hey, you know, I had to give up something. So
okay.
Anyway,
yeah.
I want to stress that I'm not the leader of Speak Up Shasta. This is my opinions on what you guys said Tuesday on your program.
And by the way, Speak Up Shasta, we have them on the day after you. They're going to be on a week from today.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
and they can.
They're going to call in. Yeah, they're calling in. I don't know why they can't get in here, you know, get in the studio, because that's, you know, that's more fun. But they want to call in, so they're going to be here a week from today.
Okay. Now, at 1 minute and 31 seconds of your Tuesday show, you said, and I was one of them, says, haven't you got enough? And it was replied to as an ignorant comment. My position of haven't you got enough is when we voters voted to let the Indians have a casino, it was to drag them out of their poverty, give them a means to step up and join society. I know a gal whose brother is married to one of the tribe members. And I was told, and I'm sure this is good information, that when a new tribe member was born, this is 2 years ago, they started a trust fund from day one, and every month $5,200 was put in that trust fund until they were 18. You know, they get free college. They've got free health care. On top of that, they got vacation money.
Hey, Nick.
Yo.
Nothing's free, buddy.
Well, yeah, I know. We're paying
No,
for
nothing.
It.
Well, you know what?
Hey, listen, I didn't call your show and interrupt you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
They get free tickets to the events, and Gary Howard said on the show they take care of retirement. There's only 400 members to this tribe. And then they went on, and you went on to say that that's a dumb, an ignorant comment because you know, where's there a limit to growing your business?
Did I say ignorant?
No, Gary Howard did. Hayward.
Did Gary, or was that Ken Murray?
I think it was Gary, but you can go to 1 minute and 31.
I'll look. Okay, I will.
Or
okay.
1 hour and 31.
I don't mean to interrupt you.
You brought up the point that, you know, other businesses, there's no limit to their growth. And you referred to Serpent Head, Bezos, Amazon.
Yeah.
And you referred to Apple and SPI. Well, the fact is, you know, we don't have a forum to view our complaints about these three. And believe me, there is some complaints. You take SPI, for example. They're a wonderful company. If they went out of business, it would hurt us economically major. But take a look at the roads they beat up with their trucks. you know, and we're all paying for that. And they've got their assets and liabilities like everybody does. But the point is the casinos have a monopoly. Okay, you know, it was on your show here 2 or 3 months ago, they were changing some rule for card games in California, and that was going to put the casino out of business if that went through, and or not the casino.
The card rooms.
Yes, the one up here on Hilltop out of business that Eliana owns, and the only place you could play cards is down here at the casinos. And you know what? They get to smoke in there. I was talking to one person that works there, and he told me there's this old gal that comes in with her oxygen tank, smoking a cigarette, playing slots. And how many bar owners in Reading do you think would want to have slot machines in their bar? So as far as comparing a casino to regular businesses, that's not a fair comparison. What do you think about that? They're 100% employed. Okay. You know, just like us Caucasians and colored people and Hispanics and Asians, you have a big segment of us that are employed, but you've got a big segment of us that are not employed. They're drawn welfare, blah, blah, blah. I say some of the Indians that are getting their money and all their free benefits that don't have to work, I think some of them have some addictions and some alcohol problems also, but you're going to count those as employed. And, you know, when it comes to this ground down here, the first speaker at the forum at the Veterans, he kept going on about, you know, the U.S. government made an agreement and kicked us off this land and put us over here. And then the U.S. government didn't honor this treaty, and the U.S. government didn't honor this treaty. Well, you know what the U.S. government did do is they built Shasta Dam. It probably opened about 1945. And until that was built, this ground down here at the strawberry fields flooded each year. And I dare say if it wasn't for Shasta Dam, it would be flooding right now. So you can't call this ancestral ground that they – you can call it that, but it wasn't usable for 7 months out of the year.
I'm not interrupting, Nick. I'm not interrupting. But you're going to be on next Thursday, buddy.
We're going to talk about the 1 cent sales tax I'm proposing. I'm done with this.
Okay.
But Moore's Flour Mill. Now, you know, when Ken Murray said they lost money. When he put that in, he put it in for aesthetic values, not that he was intending to make a profit down there, as Ken Murray insinuates. And I would rather see those cornfields down there on both sides of the road as an entrance to Reading than I would a casino.
Well, that's your opinion.
And I've got more, but you're cutting me off. You've got to go.
Well, I do because I have a guest here.
Hey, yeah, thanks for letting me
but
on.
But I said that, you know what, you'd get the first segment, and you got it.
Uh-huh. And you think
and I'm
going to
see you next Thursday, and we're going to talk about that 1 cent sales tax that the county wants to do. And I know what, you know, I think we're going to find a lot to agree with here. Because
well,
I like
you
what
know,
you
the
wrote.
County doesn't want to do it. I want to do
well,
it.
Well, I think that you're going to be surprised how many of the county supervisors are going to roll in on this one and do it. But let's talk about that next Thursday, Nick. Thanks a lot.
Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Hey, we're going to take a break, but when we come back with Dr. Kara Tenner, who's being very patient here. But you know what? I told Nick to call in because I know, you know, Nick goes to every meeting around here. You know, plus he has his job. And so he spends a lot of time going to the Board of Supervisors, the City Council, and others. And he's probably one of the most knowledgeable people here. Now, do I agree with everything he says? No. But then again, he has a right to his opinion, just like everybody. Now, do I agree with it? No. And we'll talk about that probably next Thursday. So we'll be right back after these messages.
If I close my eyes, I can almost hear my mother calling, Neil, go find your brother. That is home and it's time for supper. Hurry on.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutobody.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Maaco is back with another great deal giving your car that shiny new Maaco makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Maaco and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Maaco, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MaacoReading.com. Uh-oh. Better get Maaco.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:22 in the morning here on Friday the 24th of May. It's about 60, well, let's see what it is here. It's about 60 degrees right now, going up to a high of 79. Looks like we're going to be clear today, or it's going to be a great night for baseball. And the Colt 45s have their opener tonight. Be there at 7 o'clock. It kicks off at 7:15. We are broadcasting every game from right here at KCNR, so you can hear it if you can't make it. We blast it all over the world, so all these kids that are in here playing baseball, their parents can hear it. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark is there for you. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com, and she'll come out to your house if you need help. You know, it could be surgeries. It could be somebody that's moving in with you on how it can work for your family. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant, who's been very patient and with me because she's scheduled, and then you know, other people call in, but
that's okay.
I know. Well, no, you know what? I love this job because I love to hear everybody's comments. I take slings and arrows from the chat room, you know, for certain things, and that's fine. It's probably earned. But I learned so much from all my guests, like, you know, in here about elder abuse right before you came in, things to look for. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then you start thinking about some, maybe your elderly neighbors So maybe you need to check in on them. But then you come in here with just the latest and greatest on taking care of our furry friends, our scaly friends, our feathery friends. I'm not sure if there's another group after that.
If there is, I don't know it. Or I don't treat it.
You don't treat it.
Right.
Okay. So you were just at a big conference.
I was. Yeah. It's good stuff. Going to another one in the end of June.
What kind of stuff do veterinarians do? I know what veterans do at conferences, but you know, when you say this is more of a knowledge thing.
Right. So when you go to a conference, it depends on the size of it. These really big conferences, you have your choice of lectures. And so, I mean, these are things that range from anesthesia to ophthalmology to dermatology, you know, and just kind of the latest things. So they're presenting the latest cases and the latest medications. And, you know, medicine changes all the time, and we're required as a medical professional to have a certain number of continuing education hours every year to stay, you know, to keep your license in the state of California. And so we have to stay on top of everything. Mm-hmm. So the one that I'll be going to in the end of June is on cats and feline medicine. Yeah, and a couple of the speakers there are just, I mean, they're really, really great speakers. They're just at the front line of medicine and what's happening. So it's going to be medicine and surgery and kind of the common things you see in general practice, which is nice. But they also have practical things. You know, you go for ultrasound, and I've done several of those where you're actually ultrasounding animals. I've gone to several surgical courses where they teach you how to do things that you didn't learn in school and that maybe you don't do on a regular basis. And so those are going to be, you know, orthopedic surgeries maybe, or, you know, some advanced abdominal surgeries. And so it's really a lot of fun because, of course, I love to learn and love to read and learn about new things. So mm-hmm. I enjoy it.
Well, you know what? That's good because, see, you'll get something at the cutting edge.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll think about, you know, I just saw something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you
might. Oh, yeah.
And that's, yeah. You know, that's got, you know, it's like every time that people go to the, go to conferences mm-hmm. for like this, you know, doctors go to conferences like this, engineers, everybody goes
yeah.
like this to learn. Was there anything extremely, extremely interesting in the sense of, wow, have we gotten to that point? Because you keep up pretty much on everything, so it probably wasn't right. too many big wow moments.
Not right? lately, you know, one of the things that, especially in cats, there are two things that are incredibly frustrating that we can't fix, and that's FIP and feline stomatitis. So FIP is feline infectious peritonitis. It's caused by a coronavirus, which is kind of, I mean, I always tell people it's kind of like the common cold. You know, most people have been exposed to it. Most cats have been exposed to it, but then it mutates and it turns into FIP, which is 100% fatal. There is no, you cannot fix these cats, and there's no test for it. And so we kind of diagnose it based on clinical signs. So I always go to see, you know, what's the latest? Do we have any treatments for this? Do we have a vaccine that that can help prevent this? And, you know, not yet, you know. And the other one is feline stomatitis. And so that's where they get these awful ulcerations in the mouth and on the gums. And, it's like swelling. And
is that from – what's it caused by? Is it food or –
Well, that's the thing. We don't know.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. So we don't know what causes it. I mean, they've ruled out FIV or feline infectious virus, which is similar to HIV in humans. Mm-hmm. They've ruled that out. I mean, I do see a lot of FIV kitties that have a tendency to have the stomatitis, but the latest is that there's really no correlation, and there's really no way to treat it. I mean, we think that maybe if we take out all of the teeth, then they have a chance, but it's kind of 50-50. Oh, yeah, we'll take out all of the teeth, every single tooth.
Wow.
And sometimes it works. You know, half the time it works.
Half the time it works.
Mm-hmm.
So it's worth it then.
It is. It is
worth
it.
If you want your kitty.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's worth a shot because, you know, you have a 50-50 chance, maybe.
Well, do people do that then?
Mm-hmm.
They'll pull all the teeth mm-hmm. from the kitty. Gosh.
I probably do it maybe two or three times a month, a full mouth extraction.
Really? Mm-hmm. Because of this disease?
Mm-hmm.
Is it contagious?
No.
Okay, so it's not contagious. Mm-hmm. So you could have four cats.
Yeah.
And if one of them has it,
yes.
the others won't.
Nope.
Wow.
Unless
nobody knows what causes it.
No, they still don't. And so every time I go to these, I always try to sit in on the, you know, the,
on that one, huh?
The dentistry. Yeah. And what's happening? And can we avoid taking out these cat's teeth? Is there a medication? I mean, people try steroids. They try cyclosporin. They try antibiotics. They try anti-inflammatory. I mean, they do all these medications to try to manage this, and there's nothing.
And so the symptoms of this is just ulcerations in the mouth.
Yeah. So what people come to me for is bad odor, drooling, or maybe having a hard time eating, like they're dropping food from the mouth. And those are probably the top three things that I see. There's some cats that are not symptomatic at all, and the owners don't actually know until they bring their cat in to me for their annual exam. You know, I always look at the mouth, and then I'll see.
Looking inside a cat's mouth must be a lot of fun. I mean, I'm sure they love it.
Oh, I love it.
I know you love it, but hey, I'm here with Dr. Tara Tennant from Cary Animal Hospital, and I'm going to ask you a couple of questions during the break because I'm not going to just spring some of these on you. I read things, and it's not fair to you. I did that to you one time. I thought, well, that's not very fair.
You know, I don't have any problem saying I don't know, or I'll look it up, because that's what happens at work when I'm in a room. They ask me a question, and I'll say, I don't know. Let me find out for you.
Well, that is the best answer from anybody. Just, you know, I say that all the time, but I usually don't say I'll look it up. I just say, I don't know. And, you know, and I give it 5 minutes and it goes away. So, but we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst is the model guy if you want to get your windshield repaired. Whether it's a little bitty chip or it's a crack over 2.5 feet in length, he can fix it. But he won't fix it if it's not going to, if it's going to maybe weaken the windshield. He's not gonna waste your time. He's not gonna waste your money. He'll fix it, and then he guarantees it for life. And I tell you what, you can't get any better than that. The guy's a total professional. Give him a call at 241-837-3 for an appointment, or stop by 3208 South Market Street. And people with RVs and those huge windshields, if you got a little chip in that, I see him working on those all the time. Crackmaster Windshield Repairs. We'll be right back after these messages with Dr. Tara Tennant, Cary Animal Hospital.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Friday. Here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The 24th of May, 2019, and it's about 60 degrees out there, going up to 79 today. Looks like it's going to be a great day, so everybody can go to the Colt 45's opener tonight. 7 o'clock, be there. 7:15, it's a kickoff. It's the first pitch. Linda and Peggy are going to sing the national anthem, and then Preston Sharp is going to throw out the first pitch, because this is Salute to the Veterans Night at the stadium at Tiger Field. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Everything under the sun for your insurance and financial needs right there at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy's been helping people since 1993 and doing just a fantastic job on it. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, or you can call her at 221-0441. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital. Here's the question. Are there any diseases that dogs can transfer to humans? If so, what are the most common ones? Signed, Itchy.
I'm
just kidding about Itchy. I just made that up.
So. Oh, you know, this is one of my favorite topics, right?
Yeah, you know what? But it's not Jared's. Okay, Jared.
Poor Jared.
Because now we get into infectious diseases that get into your groin area or something.
Love it. Yeah, so these are called zoonotic diseases. So those are diseases that animals have that can be transmitted to humans. And there are all sorts of things that dogs can give to us. The most common ones are going to be intestinal parasites. So these are going to be your roundworms and your hookworms. And both of these are fecal-oral. So what that means is you need to ingest fecal material. And obviously, as an adult, you're not going to be doing that, right? I mean, this is toddlers. Children that are on the floor, children that are, playing in the sandbox or playing on the beach. But we can get them by eating unwashed fruit or vegetables, anything that's in the soil where an animal has had a bowel movement. So that's why it's really, really important to wash your vegetables and wash your fruits, because if you eat these without washing them, you do have the potential of ingesting something that's infectious. And, I mean, roundworms is, the last time I checked, the third most common cause of blindness in children. And so you really want to make sure that your pet is on a heartworm preventative, because heartworm preventatives protect against intestinal parasites. All of them protect against roundworms and hookworms. Now, some of them protect more, but the bare minimum, roundworms and hookworms. And those are important because we can get them. Now, we can get hookworms because they can actually migrate through our skin. So if we're walking in lots of areas where animals have had bowel movements, so these are going to be places maybe where there are a lot of stray dogs. Like a lot of the times, you know, when I used to live in the Caribbean, there were a lot of stray dogs on the beach. You walk there, they can migrate through your feet. Children in sandboxes. I know. It's so exciting, right? Nobody's excited.
Well, no, it's just this is that people don't realize it. I was just thinking about what if you're petting your dog and all this, and you might get a little bit on you, and then if you don't wash your hands afterwards and you eat something, I mean, you can get it that way. Kids, you know, the third large, you know, third most prevalent cause for blindness is from roundworms that a kid can get because he's been playing out in the sandbox that a cat's been out in. I mean, sorry, a dog's been out
or
in.
Cat.
Or a cat.
Mm-hmm. Or raccoon. Or, you know, any fox, coyote.
Okay, so it can be any animal that. Yeah. Can get it from, you know, I asked you about the ratworm disease because lung disease because it's they've just found it in rat lungworm disease. They found it in Hawaii. And it's caused by rats and their fecal matter getting into like fruit. Mm-hmm. Actually, fruit can grow and have these little worms in it.
Right.
And you know, it's the same type of thing. You've got to make sure is that.
Yeah. It's the snails and the slugs. And snails and slugs are really great intermediate hosts for kind of storing intestinal diseases or parasites. There are lots of diseases that animals can get and humans can get by ingesting uncooked snails or slugs. So this is something you're going to see, you know, most often in, you know, outside the U.S. But what they're saying is they're seeing more cases here in mainland U.S., so not just Hawaii, but it would say like California and Colorado and Arizona. And they're from people that are eating undercooked snails or slugs. So how that's happening is either like this one guy you're telling me about is
on a dare swallowed a live slug. Now,
it
was a bet. I'm not sure, but it better have been a lot of money because, you know, he got sick.
Yeah, don't do that. But again, you know, unwashed fruit, you know, these slugs like to go into your fruit. You know, have you ever bitten into an apple and there's nasty stuff in there, you know, like a slug that's
I've bitten into one that's warm in there.
Yeah, yeah. So you have to be careful. Gross.
Okay, so
cook everything. And wash your hands.
Do you what are you seeing now? I mean, it's getting ready to be summer.
Mm-hmm.
So are you starting to I don't know if the those sticky things, those foxtails are back yet.
Ooh, I'm already starting that. Yeah, because they're starting to get dry. But I'm not seeing, you know, four or five a day yet. That's going to be another week or two.
Can you tell people about this? You know, these foxtails, once they've entered, they just don't, like, back out on their own.
You know, and sometimes they can be some of the most complicated things. I mean, the most common places they like to go is the eye, the ear, the nose, and in between the toes. But if your dog inhales one, I mean, that's a whole different ballgame. Or if it migrates somewhere. So say it's like it's in the armpit and you don't know because, I mean, how many times do you check your dog's armpits? Not a lot, right? and if it stays there, it can actually migrate and it can burrow itself. And, you know, it's like a little arrow with the barbs. And
and the barbs are pointed back. So it just keeps every time the flesh moves, it moves a little bit further in there.
And so it can migrate into the thoracic cavity, so into the chest, into the lungs.
Wow.
And if they inhale it and it's in the trachea and the bronchial tree, I mean, that they need a scope for that. I mean, that and that's tough to diagnose. They need a CT. You can't see that on an x-ray unless there's some sort of like massive inflammation around it, and then you can kind of get an idea. Ooh, maybe something's there, but you can't see it. So,
well, what do people do about this?
Because
I mean, once it's in there, it's hard to tell right away.
It can be, right. So that's why sometimes you can't know. So when they're in the eye or the ears or the nose, I mean, they're easier because, you know, your dog's either sneezing or shaking his head or, you know, squinting the eye or cat, you know, whatever has access to it. I think, you know, if they inhale it and it's in the bronchial tree, you're going to have a lot of coughing and like unresponsive coughing to medications. Because if a dog is coming to me for coughing, you know, you think, oh, it probably has an upper respiratory infection or maybe some sort of like bronchitis. You know, allergic disease. And so it's going to take some time for me to think, oh, gosh, maybe he inhaled a foxtail, unless the owner saw it. And then the dog started coughing, but that's going to take some time. And same with any sort of draining we call it a draining tract. So that's going to be a wound that kind of has a hole in it that's draining fluid. It could be pus or like serum. And then we have an idea that maybe there's something in there. But those can be really tough to find, really tough. I have a couple of dogs that I've gone in two or three times to try to find, like, there's something in there. I just can't find it. But they need a CT.
Yeah. Wow. So that's coming. So try to keep your, I mean, it's almost impossible in some cases.
I know. I really hate foxtails.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're impossible to get rid of. They multiply like crazy. Even if you mow them, they're, you know, then they're on the ground and the dog's sniffing.
Yeah.
In this area, it's just, it's foxtail. Foxtail
happens. 4 to 5 a day you're seeing. During the season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You just know it.
I will, in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. They're taking, now they're doing by appointment, so you don't have to go down there and end up waiting for several, for several minutes. I kind of like going down there early anyway, though, and so I can catch up on my reading and, guns and ammo and track and aviation magazines and all these things. Not that I fly, but you give them a call at 244-9478 and talk to either Tim or Logan and set up a time down there. You won't be sorry. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant, Care Animal Hospital.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Thanks to you, our loyal guests. We're celebrating 26 years at the River. We have something for everyone, so grab your friends and prepare yourself for incredible giveaways, promotions, entertainment, prizes, gaming, food, and fun all month long. Plus, don't miss your opportunity to win stacks of cash. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our 26-year anniversary celebration, May 1st through 31st. There's so much going on. Download the Wind River app. It's better at the River. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Friday, 24th of May here, 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's about 64 degrees going up to, gosh, I think around 79 today. A beautiful day in the opening day of Colt 45 baseball tonight. We'll be broadcasting beginning at 7:05 here with Joe Van Dyke and Madison Cox out there calling the game. It's going to be super, and make it down there. In fact, I tell you what, I've got two tickets to the Colt 45 game right here. So you give us a call at 605-4567, come in and score two tickets. And if you can't make it tonight for some reason, you can use it any time during the season. 605-4567. I'm here with Dr. Kara Tennant, and we're going to talk about two things. One, rattlesnake venom, because I'm starting to see things like on Facebook and people talking, there's snakes, a lot of snakes out. Is that?
That's true.
I remember several years ago we had snakes everywhere, and then you don't hear about them for a while. Mm-hmm. Are they back?
They're back. Right. So I get asked almost on a daily basis about the rattlesnake vaccine because people are seeing more rattlesnakes. And the rattlesnake vaccine is kind of a controversial topic because if you ask 10 vets, you'll probably have 10 different answers. I actually don't carry the rattlesnake vaccine at the clinic, and the reason is it doesn't prevent your dog from needing medical attention, and it doesn't help that much. And there have not been any published studies that have proven that the rattlesnake vaccine is effective. The problem with a study is that rattlesnakes do dry bites. They also will bite. You don't know how much venom there is. So, I mean, if a dog is bitten by a rattlesnake, there's going to be a lot of swelling, and maybe he had the rattlesnake vaccine and he does great with treatment, but maybe it was a dry bite. I mean, there's really no way to test it.
I don't know if people realize this, but rattlesnakes can control how much venom. Mm-hmm. Baby rattlesnakes, I understand, can't. When mm-hmm. they bite, it's just everything. Mm-hmm. But adult rattlesnakes, they can bite as a warning, mm-hmm. practically, and then another time they can inject some or everything.
Right.
So that I don't know if people realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think the rattlesnake vaccine does give you more time to get to the vet hospital to seek treatment. So in the cases that say you're backpacking or you're in a really remote area where you're not going to have access, it's going to take you some time to get to a vet, then I think that the rattlesnake vaccine might be a good idea for that animal. But for general everyday, like for my dogs, I'm not going to be vaccinating them.
Mm-hmm.
And there are all sorts of side effects with that as well. What is the best thing to prevent rattlesnake bites is rattlesnake aversion therapy. So there are actually trainers that will train your dog to not go up to a rattlesnake if they see one. And that's going to be the most effective thing by far.
How do they do that? Is this a little pain to the animal? Like, so, put a little shock collar on?
So I think they do. I think they use a loud noise, and they actually use real snakes. And these are people who love snakes. These are not people who like to torture snakes. They love they love snakes. And it's really effective. So I have contacted one to get my dogs into aversion training. But, of course, I don't think about it until we start seeing them, right? So they're really busy right now. So the best time is probably to maybe in the fall or the winter.
Aversion therapy for snakes. I wish we could do that for people. You know, not for snakes, but aversion therapy to drugs. Oh, here it is. You see drugs, and then, you run screaming in the other direction, but I don't know how we could do that. You know, well, I do know how we could do that. Shock collars and loud noises and those kind of things. Okay, so aversion therapy. And are they listed on, like, in, I guess they must be listed.
You can just do a Google search online. Shasta County, rattlesnake aversion therapy.
Wow.
Because there are a couple people that do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they let a snake out. Does the snake kind of, are they kind of like snake kind of in a cage or something, and the dog comes up to bark at it? Or,
you know, I don't know.
I don't know how they do it, but it seems to me as they'd want it out in the open, so because that's mm-hmm. kind of what the dog is going to find.
Right.
And then they do something to make sure that every time that dog sees a snake, mm-hmm. it runs screaming or at least turns away and backs off.
I'll let you know when my dogs get the training.
Okay.
Let you know how it works.
Big news at Care Animal Hospital.
Big news.
Right.
Share.
So, yeah. So, on Tuesday, Care Animal Hospital will be VCA, Care Animal Hospital. So, VCA is buying Care. That goes through on Tuesday.
Okay. So, the final day for Care to be running on its own is Tuesday?
Well, really today, I
today.
Guess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the last day we're seeing right. appointments, and then we're closed on the weekends. So, there won't be a whole lot of changes. At least initially. I mean, our software is going to change, so that'll be good because I heard the software is pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And then we have access to lots of specialists and all that. So just joining the VCA family.
Joining the VCA family. They've been buying a lot of clinics up, too.
Yeah, they're
so,
pretty
they,
successful.
Cornering the market on veterinary care?
I guess, at least in Reading.
At least in
but,
Reading.
You know, I mean, it's a compliment because, you know, VCA is just not going to come in and buy any clinic. They want to have a profitable clinic, especially in Reading where they already have three practices.
Uh-huh.
So it is a compliment that they want to buy Care because it is a very successful clinic. We've really built this up since I've been there in the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, wonderful. Our staff is wonderful and our clients are wonderful and, you know, I always look forward to going to work every day, which I know a lot of people can't say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, so that's really good.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens there. So Care Animal Hospital will become VCA Care Animal Hospital. Or Animal
I think
Care.
It'll be VCA Care Animal Hospital.
Care Animal Hospital. We'll find out.
You know what? I'll find out on Tuesday.
Okay. Well, give us a call. Give us a call and see what happens. Hey, you know, here at the end of the show, I want to remind people that Memorial Day weekend is a 3-day weekend, but I know it's kind of the start of summer and everybody's doing, you know, barbecues and trips and concerts and everything, but let's, you know, think about that day. Think about Monday. Even though Memorial Day really is on the 30th, and there's going to be events down at the Civic Auditorium down there in the Grove celebrating Memorial Day. Memorial Day is for all those soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coasties, all those people that died in the defense of this country. And the, you know, I saw a cartoon, I guess, on it. And then one guy's cooking. He says, man, I wish we could have, you know, Memorial Day every weekend. It's 3-day weekend. And the next, you know, part of that cartoon was a family looking at a photo of their loved one who had died in combat, saying it is every day that they think about it. So, you know, I hope that you take your kids and maybe you take the time to go off to IGO and look at the graves of those so many that are out there that have put their lives on the line for this country. Many of them died in combat. The Preston Sharp has put flowers and flags on all those graves. He's done just a wonderful job. He'll be there tonight, by the way, at the baseball game, throwing out the first pitch, because tonight is saluting the veterans from Colt 45s. But think about Monday. Think about this Monday when you're off that day. You know, we'll be here. But when you're off that day, what it really means, that people that you don't know, people of all ethnic groups, all religions, everything you can imagine that lost their lives in defense of this country. From, you know, the beginning of this country till right now, we lost Marines in Afghanistan a couple of weeks ago. We're losing Special Force guys in Syria. We're still losing those people out there. We're still in combat, and we can't forget that. Even though that it's easy to gloss over that, you know, while everybody's got their lives going, and we still have people out there every day, going out on patrol, going outside the wire, going out there to try and they've kept our country safe so we can enjoy all these great, great values and all these great things that we have here. And we argue a lot among ourselves, but when you think about the our Constitution, our Bill of Rights that we have, you know, everything that this country has stood for, and we complain about all the immigration coming here, illegals and all this, but why do they come here? Because this is the best country in the world, because we have these rights. We have the way that we can, if you work hard and you apply yourself, you can be a success in this country. Well, it's because we have a country that has stood this strong because of a military that was willing to lay their lives down for this country. So when you have a good, you know, have a great time this weekend, but think about this and maybe share this with people that are younger that don't think about it. So I know that, what are you going to do this weekend, Kara?
So I'm going to go for a run. Going to do some paddleboarding, have some friends come over with our dogs. We're going to go to the lake, and then I'm going down to Bottle Rock in Napa.
Yep. So, you know, it's a good time to, you know, I mean, it's a good day. But just, and I just want, you know, you don't, not to have a good time and not to bum out, but just think about it. Think about that, you know, that third day. But Memorial Day really is on the 30th. So we'll be talking more about it then. Anyway, Dr. Kara Tennant, thank you so much for coming in, and good luck with the VCA taking over Care Animal Hospital and new bosses and all those things. Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Everybody have a great weekend. Remember, the game tonight at 7 o'clock. Head on down there. If you want tickets, give us a call, 605-4567. And we can give you a couple tickets for the game or any game. These tickets are good for any game. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.